It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Model Gigi Hadid revealed on Instagram that she was robbed during a recent trip to Mykonos, Greece, and says she will never return. Hadid posted images of her trip, but told her followers to not let social media fool you and that she would not recommend going there and to spend your money elsewhere. She said that it was just personal belongings that were stolen, and thankfully no one got hurt. I think that's pretty harsh, though. I mean, it could happen anywhere. Time. Exactly.
I mean, it sucks to get robbed, but I guarantee you could go anywhere and something bad could happen.
Right. Which makes me think that maybe it was the authorities there that just weren't very urgent with the matter.
If people get robbed or mugged all the time, Liv, they're like, oh, let's stop everything for you. It's probably pretty common.
Right. Caitlyn Jenner posted the picture of her wrong daughter on social media over the weekend for Kylie's birthday. On Saturday, it was Kylie's 22nd birthday, and Caitlyn posted, "Life was so simple back then, but life is good today. Happy birthday to my little baby at Kylie Jenner." But she posted a picture of Kendall, not Kylie.
That ain't cool.
No, she quickly deleted the first message and posted a second message with a much simpler caption, "Happy birthday at Kylie Jenner." And this time she included a photo of both daughters. So super, super embarrassing. Model Josh Kloss, the love interest of Katy Perry in her 2010 music video for Teenage Dream, claims that the pop star sexually assaulted him. He claims to have seen Katy a couple times after the breakup with Russell Brand. He recalls that when he brought a friend to a birthday party and turned to introduce the friend to Perry, she pulled down his pants and exposed his items.
Wiener.
To a
Frank
couple.
And beans.
Man parts.
Johnson.
Okay, we get it. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
She exposed his penis to a couple of her guy friends.
Whoa. Liv. God, I can't believe you said that. Okay.
Kloss says he was lured by her team to not discuss anything about Katy publicly. Her team allegedly edited some of his interviews after the gig as well. He says he is coming out with this now because he believes we are only focusing on perverse men with power and that women with power can just be as disgusting. He posted a lengthy Instagram post about it, so I'm just going to read like two lines from it so you can understand the tone. He said, "So, happy anniversary to one of the most confusing, assaulting, and belittling jobs I've ever done. Yay, hashtag teenage dream. I was actually going to play the song and sing it on ukulele for the anniversary, but then as I was turning, I thought, blank this, I'm not helping her BS image another second." So he is not happy about it.
I mean, good for him, because often like we look at like, what do you mean she sexually assaulted you, bro? That does happen. And Porkchop just gave me this. He's saying, if you're looking for words to use for future stories, you could say,
"Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong."
So those are other options.
Noted. Thank you. Cardi B fans reacted after the rapper revealed she doesn't put ketchup in her fridge. On Friday, she tweeted, "People who put ketchup in their fridge are not to be trusted." When a fan asked where she put the condiment, she replied, "On the top of the fridge, where it is nice and room temperature to put on your eggs in the morning." Like, imagine cold ketchup on your freaking eggs. That's so disgusting. That really pisses me off. One fan commented, "You're disgusting. I bet you eat mayonnaise too with your filthy blank." Cardi also shared she doesn't believe syrup or hot sauce should be refrigerated. I think this is a maniac move. If you're in your own home, ketchup should be in a refrigerator.
I want to talk about this around 9, 8 central. So if you want to DM us right now, Radio Now AM Show, or tweet us, let us know your thoughts on this. But we have to cover this hard-hitting news.
That's garbage.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning.